Biden builds amnesty push with parole pipeline for 1.7 million migrants. By John Binder on March 2, 2023. President Joe Biden is building a left-wing push for amnesty with his administration's massive parole pipeline that has helped resettle 1.7 million border crossers and illegal aliens to the United States in 2 years. Months ago, Biden loosened his administration's expansive catch-and-release network to include forms of so-called humanitarian parole, meant to be used on a case-by-case basis. Mass migration advocates, as well as elected Democrats, have suggested that Biden ought to continue expanding such legal pathways for border crossers and illegal aliens. Parole is an important mechanism, but it has to be viewed as a temporary measure. And that puts the pressure back on, first, Congress, the American Immigration Lawyers Association's, AILA, Greg Chen told Axios. "We believe that your administration can and must continue to expand legal pathways for migrants and refugees into the United States," a number of House and Senate Democrats wrote in a letter to Biden last month. According to data published in Axios, some 700,000 migrants have been rewarded parole by the Biden administration in 2021 and 2022. Data published by the Center for Immigration Studies has estimated that from February 2021 through December 2023, about 1.7 million border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into American communities, including those given parole as well as hundreds of thousands who were not given court dates to appear at immigration hearings. The DACA-like population of border crossers and illegal aliens, a reference to former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program for young illegal aliens, have slim chances of securing asylum based on prior data showing few of legitimate claims. Previously, experts told Breitbart News that Biden was purposefully building out his administration's catch-and-release network to lay the groundwork for a mass amnesty for illegal aliens. "Don't think for a second that Biden didn't do so purposefully and with a total understanding of what would happen if he ended the Trump-era policies that brought illegal immigration to a 40-year low," former Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Director Tom Homan said at the time. "The issue has already come to a head for the tens of thousands of Afghans that the Biden administration has brought to the U.S. under parole, along with up to 10,000 Ukrainians whose parole status will eventually run out." Late last year, when the Republican establishment teamed with Democrats to secure green cards for tens of thousands of Afghans, Senator Chuck Grassley, ARYA, successfully blocked the measure. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.